Morning Watch, Living in the Reality of the Kingdom of God, Week 3, The Kingdom and the Church. Monday, Related Verses. Daniel 2, verse 35. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were crushed all at once, and they became like chaff from the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. John 3, verses 29 through 30. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. This joy of mine, therefore, is made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. Daniel 2, verse 44. And in the days of those kings, the God of the heavens will raise up a kingdom which will never be destroyed, and its reign will not be left to another people. It will crush and put an end to all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12. For even as the body is one and has many members, yet all the members of the body, being many, are one body, so also is the Christ. Luke 17, verse 21. Nor will they say, Behold, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. John 3, verses 3 and 5. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 5. Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Related reading. In Daniel 2, verse 35b, this increase of the stone into a great mountain signifies the increase of Christ. The fact that Christ can increase is clearly revealed in John 3. Referring to Christ, verse 30 says, He must increase. The increase in this verse is the bride spoken of in verse 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. Christ therefore has an increase, and this increase is his bride. Just as Eve was the increase of Adam, the bride is the increase of Christ as a bridegroom. The church today is Christ's increase in life, but the eternal kingdom of God is Christ's increase in administration. In life, Christ increases to become the church. In administration, Christ increases to become the eternal kingdom of God. Hence, Christ is not only the church, but also the kingdom of God. Both the church and the kingdom are his increase. The parable of the seed in Mark 4, verses 26 through 29 reveals how the kingdom of God is the increase of Christ. Verse 26 says, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man cast seed on the earth. This seed is Christ as the embodiment of the divine life. According to the parable, this seed sprouts, grows, bears fruit, matures, and brings forth a harvest. From the time Christ came to sow himself into the soil of humanity, he has been growing and increasing. Eventually, this increase will become the great mountain that fills the whole earth to be the eternal kingdom of God. We should repent not merely to obtain pardon, not merely to obtain peace, not merely to obtain life, but because there is a heavenly kingdom that requires our repentance. We must repent in order to become partakers in this kingdom. It was not only John the Baptist who began his gospel preaching with the words, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn near." These same words were also spoken by the Lord Jesus when he began his ministry. In the New Testament dispensation, when presenting the gospel to men, God presents the kingdom as its one transcendent object. How many have seen the purpose of the new birth? Our Lord said, "Unless one is born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God." The purpose of the new birth is to enable us to enter the kingdom. If I am to live in the kingdom of God, I need to possess a life other than the life that I have by nature. I must be born again. I must receive the life of God, for unless I possess his life, I cannot live in his kingdom. The gospel always has the kingdom of God in view. It is therefore called the gospel of the kingdom. But what is the kingdom? The kingdom of God is the life of God, but the church is not the life, nor is the life the church. The church is a product of life. The divine life is the kingdom, and this life produces the church. The New Testament concept is that the gospel brings in the kingdom. This gospel brings in the kingdom of God, and the gospel also brings forth the church of God. This is why the gospel is called the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom brings forth, produces, the church because the kingdom is the life itself, and the church is the issue, the produce of life. The New Testament refers to the preaching of the gospel of peace. This peace produces the church. The Bible also tells us to preach forgiveness of sins and to preach the gospel of the kingdom, but it never tells us to preach the church because the church is a product of what is preached.